Hey pal, what's going on?
What are we on? July the, God damn it. Motherfucking bitch. I knew I was gonna fucking do that with these. Tell you what, the minute I get fucking white, anything white on me, I'm gonna drop coffee. Drop coffee. Drop the fucking coffee on my white pants. Good job. Anyway, I knew that was gonna fucking happen. What are we on? Wednesday, 8th of July. Getting close to the anniversary of you and Mom. And, it's been hard for her, you know, and it's gonna be hard too because we got, you know, 1 year anniversary coming up. It just seems like death is in the air. This summer's been fucking bad news. I mean, fucking shit's been breaking all over the place. People have been dying. Michael Jackson did, Farrah Fawcett, fucking Ed McMahon. I mean, just, it's just hanging in the air. It's just the theme of the minute. But, had a big, huge, fancy memorial yesterday for, Jacko, and, it was cool. His little girl came up at the end and started talking, and I find that kind of stuff a little bit too much, a little bit, you know, over the top, but what are you going to do? I mean, no one ever saw their faces. No one knew who they were. Everybody was speculative as to who is who and what is what and, you know, what these kids were all about. I'm sure they fucking completely adored that guy. And it's just sad when you have to see a parent leave kids too soon. But which I think is the case with you. It's just way too soon for a lifetime. In fact, that's what I was going to say a little bit about was my neighbor Rocky, which God bless good people in this world that exist and that will throw you a hand and not make it a big issue. And my neighbor Rocky has helped me put a fence in, and that guy knows his way around shit, you know, and did a fantastic job, and I'm just watching him the whole time. And this guy's 61. I'm out there digging and twirling and putting shit in the ground, and I'm huffing and puffing and sweating my face loose, and he's acting like nothing, like it's not even affecting him. And then he's lurching up to take a break, and he's chugging down a Coke and having a cigarette. It's like he's fine. It's just like, wow, he's 3 years shy of you, and he's out there like a workhorse, like nothing, you know? It's amazing, really amazing. The only other guy that I've seen that could pull off that kind of youthful exuberance is that old friend of mine, Tom. The old, he ran the art out of his home. He had turned his home into a gallery, essentially. And he was just a nut job. Guy did too much cocaine, and that's probably why he kept himself so trim and energetic. I mean, you'd have to do a shit like that. At any rate, let's see what else we got here. That's about it, I think. Let's see. Yeah, it's all good, man. Coffee stain's gonna settle in. So now I got cream colored, kind of light coffee colored pants, so it's probably gonna kind of blend in good. Oh, there's Mike Cox Plumbing. Mike Cox. You get away from that shit. People give you shit. Mike Cox Plumbing. Anyway, man, I'm glad I do these with you. It keeps the relevance of your life and everything in perspective, I think, sometimes. But it's weird how far, far away I'm traveling from the memories of you, and or just the presence of you, not the memory or spirit. But, yeah, it's a trip, man. Life's a trip. So that wide, deepening chasm death throws over the living. Of figuring out how it all comes together in the end, and if it even does come together, if there's some grand conclusion, or if it's just the end of this show down here on this bright blue ball bubble that we have. I will tell you before I leave yesterday, working outside all day and being, knowing I'm next to the home, but I still felt like I was separated, and watching that little Miles boy sleep on the bed last night and putting him on the bus this morning was quite divine. You know, things you miss when you're away. But it's like, you know, we had to do the fence has to be done, and it's like it's excruciating to have to do anything. during waking hours, because Carrie's already with him for nap and with him that entire time, and then she has to do the entire night alone. It's like, doesn't happen that often, ever. It's very rare, but they're quite poignant when they do happen. So, we're getting there. Healing the summer. All right, man. Do a big old blasting jump there on the other side. Just this vision that you can just jump and leap and fly and do whatever the hell you want. Like you turn into a superhero. Maybe that's what happens when you die. You finally get to become that superhero you always wanted to be. So hopefully you're flying. Hopefully you got wings. Hopefully somewhere in the mix of bargains and mysticism and figuring out the theological ties of supernatural whatnot, you get to soar with the eagles, pal. All right, man. That's it for me. I'm going to take a little headlights to lead us on out here. Headlights lead us.